The sun rises every morning, and so does the talented team at Look East, with fresh perspectives and innovative ideas. Look East is a full-service public relations agency that grows trust for their clients in food and agriculture, in their products, processes, people, and brands. It's all they do, and they do it like no one else can. So when you need someone who knows food and ag, someone you can count on, look to experience, look to leadership. Look East. Visit lookeast.com.
A historic GMO labeling bill got a little help from the scientific community last week as the Senate prepares to take up the bill. A group of over 100 Nobel laureates sent a letter to the environmental activist group Greenpeace to call on the organization to put an end to its opposition of genetic engineering. The letter also calls on governments around the world to reject anti-GMO claims from Greenpeace. American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Director of Public Policy Dale Moore says those who sent the letter can pack a powerful punch.
When you get over 100 Nobel laureates, not just any group of scientists, but these are folks that have been recognized for, you know, their expertise, for the work that they, you know, contribute to the body of science. And if they're telling folks, Greenpeace and otherwise, that, you know, GMOs are safe, I think I am going to find some way to thank those that had started this process.
The timing of the letter is convenient for those working to push a GMO labeling bill through Congress before both chambers take their summer break. The Senate is expected to hold a procedural vote on the bill on Wednesday. Moore says the letter and support behind it is a clear victory for biotechnology.
Virtually anybody would be hard-pressed to accuse scientists who've managed to get recognized as Nobel Prize winners, that they are somehow not independent in their thinking. Otherwise, they wouldn't achieve the breakthroughs in science that they do in their own work. And the fact that they're standing up for this, I think, speaks volumes.
Last week, the Senate approved a procedural vote on the bill by a 68-29 margin. 16 Democrats and one independent voted in favor. The bill would create a national system of biotech ingredient disclosure and preempt state laws like the one that went into effect in Vermont last week. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.